WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. House Republicans trying to elect a new speaker. Majority Whip Tom Emmer dropped out just hours after he was nominated.
I heard some members who supported Tom not support Tom now. So.
Former Speaker Kevin McCarthy says some of his conference's hard right members pushed back on Emmer. Israel escalating airstrikes across Gaza. Health officials say hundreds of Palestinians killed. Senate Republicans want a supplemental funding bill for Israel and Ukraine to also include border security.
We must pass this supplemental as soon as we can with bipartisan support for a very simple reason. It will make the world safer for the United States, our allies, and our democratic values.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has been granted immunity in Special Counsel Jack Smith's election interference case. An off-duty pilot for Alaska Airlines accused of attempting to cut a plane's engines off in mid-flight. He's pled not guilty to 83 counts of attempted murder. This is ABC News. Lawmakers questioned the chief of the Internal Revenue Service and its nonpartisan watchdog agency today.
The House Oversight Committee held a hearing with the IRS commissioner probing the head of the agency on operations, customer service for taxpayers, and the implementation of the Inflation Reduction Act. Republicans have been critical of the law's increased funding for more IRS agents. Commissioner Daniel Werfel defending his agency of thousands.
All I find when I get there are absolutely dedicated, passionate public servants that want to do the right thing.
Republicans have introduced their own measure to slash IRS funding. Liz Landers, ABC News, Washington.
Expect this year's Thanksgiving dinner to cost more than it did in 2022. Ham prices up about 7% over a year ago. Potatoes up by 2.7%. But the turkey will cost about 22% less. Poultry has come down since 2022 after an outbreak of bird flu wiped out 60 million birds. Andy Field, ABC News.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. More information has been released regarding the fatal crash that occurred on I-94 in western Wisconsin on Monday evening. Authorities say the fiery seven-vehicle crash that killed two and injured six was caused when a trucker traveling at highway speeds slammed into a string of vehicles that had slowed ahead of a construction zone. The driver of the truck and the driver in the first car that was hit were both pronounced dead at the scene. The six injured parties did not require hospitalization. A bill has been introduced in the Wisconsin State Senate to rename a highway after Wisconsin's Native American code talkers from World War II. The bill would dedicate a stretch of I-90 between La Crosse and Toma as the Ho-Chunk World War II Code Talkers Memorial Highway. State Senator Patrick Teston, who proposed the bill, said he asked the Ho-Chunk legislature if the state had a memorial or monument recognizing the efforts of indigenous people in the armed services, spurring the idea. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WLAK News.
Exergen thermometers are the smart choice when selecting a thermometer. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a clinically accurate, fast, and non-invasive thermometer. The Exergen thermometer is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Accuracy matters. Be smart and safe. Measure accurately with Exergen thermometers. Available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Welcome to Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. It is Tuesday night, and wow, I am on the mic alone. I haven't done this in so long right now. It is just me, Tim, Dr. Tim Slecker, Anya, of course, producer over there.
Hi, Tim.
Ready and waiting if needed. Right now, though, trying to work on our guest, Marla Kilfoyle. It's going to be coming on shortly when she figures this out. Johnny Lupinacci, my goodness, out there sends me, hey, dude, I got a flat tire. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to make it. I was just like, come on, man, you'll make it. We know you're going to be here. So, hey, education, though, education talk, Busted Pencils. That's what we do here every Tuesday. People are like, how do you have a show talking about education, schools and things like that? Hey, you all went to school. You know what it's about. Some of you actually even liked school. Some of you didn't like school. And now that some of you are even adults, you have lots of thoughts about what it is schools should and shouldn't be doing. That's what we do here every week on Busted Pencils. The number is 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, call and show. Hey, yeah, if you're a parent out there right now and you want to say, here's what I wish I would see happening in my child's school, well, then where else are you going to do that? I know you're not going to go to the meeting for the school board, but you know, there's an opportunity here. It's Busted Pencils every night. And there she is in the waiting room, our guest, Marla. Marla, hello. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Tim.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Marla Kilfoyle from the Network for Public Education. Oh, she's the grassroots liaison to the Network for Public Education. She was a public school teacher for 30 years who taught in rural, urban, and suburban communities. That means she taught somewhere near you. A National Board Certified Teacher, Marla was the first educator to be honored as the Finkelstein Memorial Lecturer at Adelphi University because of her commitment to advocacy for public education. And Marla, welcome to Busted Pencils. We lost you, but we're going to get you back. That's okay. There she is. Okay, I see you're popping back up. We'll get her hooked back up there. Network for Public Education. Marla, there you are. You're back. Yay. Thank you. So Marla, it's It's been a while. I haven't seen you. I haven't. When's the last time you and I was at maybe my last network conference? Maybe.
Yes.
Chicago,
yes.
Chicago 2015, maybe.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. It's been a while. I'm looking forward to actually coming to the conference. Network for Public Education, though, Marla, let's just, you know, we've had Carol on the show. We've had Diane on the show, but for the new listener, the Network for Public Education, what is it? Before we even talk about the conference, tell me about the Network for Public Education.
Well, the Network for Public Education was founded by the president, Diane Ravitch, and also co-founded by Anthony Cody as well. Mm-hmm. It really is a very powerful advocacy group that, you know, covers so many different venues of advocacy and education. But we primarily really focus on, vouchers and charters, really trying to educate people about the damage that they do to the public school system, but also branching out to, you know, the things that make teaching and learning and, you know, public schools and children in the schools and the families that, you know, reap the benefits of these schools, the greatness of what public schools are all about. And this certainly becomes about the foundation of democracy and, you know, strengthening communities. So, you know, it's a wonderful organization that has lots of wonderful little tentacles that really work hard in trying to educate people about the power of our public schools.
That's the point too, to underline right there. Well, it's the Network for Public Education, but the real, it's relentlessly pursuing and going after and advocating for our public schools and realizing that. Now this year though, too, I mean, this is a special year, right?
Yeah.
Talk about
that. It's our 10th anniversary.
10 years. So 2013. Was the first gathering of the Network for Public Education. So let's do a little bit of a backtrack in there, but our connections started pre the network, opt out for people who, you know, back in the day when we were out there saying, hey, you know, one of the worst things that could have ever happened to public education was all of this relentless high-stakes standardized testing. In fact, let's find a whole bunch of crazy people from across the country, go to the Department of Education in March and occupy the Department of Education. That's our first connection, right, Marla?
It absolutely is. And I think that, honestly, I think that was the kickoff for this movement across the country that woke everybody up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, education needs to be about children and where children are, not about testing companies and where testing companies think children should be, right?
Right.
It's about teachers in the classroom, and it's about teachers with children and teachers understanding where they need to take kids. So that sort of occupation of the Department of Education, I think, really lit the fire, you know, because after that you had the Uniting to Save Our Schools, or SOS, right? Mm-hmm. Their amazing gathering in DC, the Badass Teachers Association. I think we sort of came off that and occupied the Department of Education. And then the Network for Public Education came also around that time. So I really feel like the occupation by, you know, you guys really sort of kickstarted that awakening of what our school should really be about.
Yeah. I mean, think about you. I mean, the two founders that you pointed out, Diane Ravitch, Anthony Cody, were at the, you know, those very first Occupies.
Right.
You know, they were there. I remember, you know, getting in touch with Anthony and Diane when I made that decision to, quote, opt my son out of high stakes standardized testing in 2011. He was a fifth grader. And for anybody out there wondering what happened to him, he graduated college. And never once during those times in public schools did he ever take a high-stakes standardized test. And Marla, he passed, went forward, went to college, and graduated college. So for anybody out there who's going, wait a minute, you can actually opt out of the high-stakes testing? The answer is yes. And my kid can still graduate? Yes. And my kid can go on to be a successful person? Yes. My goodness. In fact, they'll go on to be even hopefully more successful because they've also participated in what it is about public education, which is this kind of, there's a freedom there. And, you know, we've been trying to really grab those words back from the right, Marla.
That's right.
People talk about freedom. Nothing more free than the ability to learn in an unrestricted environment for every child in this country, which is what public education is about. And right. So anybody who talks about, you know, you're not for freedom. We want freedom vouchers. We want freedom scholarships. No, stop it. Okay. You want freedom. You want a fully functioning public education system committed to the success of all students. That's what the Network for Public Education is now 10 years. Now, you have a conference coming up in Washington, D.C. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Right.
And, you know, great speakers there. We're going to be talking about that throughout the show. People, check it out, Network for Public Education. Get up on that website. See some of the, you know, sites that are about to be there. We're going to talk more about them. The number is 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk. Our guest, Marla Kilfoyle from the Network for Public Education, 10 years Network for Public Education, about to have their big 10-year conference in Washington, D.C. this weekend. You know, I don't know, Marla, maybe we can go down and do a little occupying of the DOE again, you know, just for old times, you know, just go down there with a little, hey, remember us?
Remember us.
You know, what's funny about that time, though, too, you know, and Johnny talked about this and some of the people that were involved, is that was the Obama, that was a Democratic administration. Yes. People forget. Like, you know, it's the Republicans, the right, and, you know, it's just Democrats and, you know, these kind of, it was like, wait a minute, the onslaught on public schools. And I think to this day, it still continues. You know, I don't know that when you play for a certain team, that tells you that whether or not you're truly a public education supporter. And that was one of the big things that people didn't understand at the Occupy movement. When we were down there and people found out, well, you guys are mostly Democrats and you're boycotting Arne Duncan. Wait a minute. What? Yeah. How does that work? And it was like, well, you know what? It's not about a Democrat. It's about public education.
Right. And I think that, you know, I think what it really boils down to is a complete lack of respect for the people that are really in the buildings with kids. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're not getting it done, right? So I remember meeting with Arne Duncan, and he was completely shocked that teachers were protesting at the Department of Education.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that shock, it was just right there. Oh, my goodness. Network for Public Education, conference in D.C. starting Friday. Our guest, Marla Kilfoyle. The number is 844-967-2789. When we get back, though, let's dig into the conference. Who's going to be there? What are they talking about? What should we expect? Busted Pencils, more when we get back after the break. What you just make? A bitch can get better just to break your will. I hope you choke on every pill. We will not witness this anymore. This is the end for you.
Time out.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I always like to go back to what Tom Cruise said. Just take a walk.
That's where you get your advice.
Well, don't you remember that long time ago, Brooke Shields talked about postpartum depression going on medication? He's like, you should just go for a walk around the block.
That's so like a man.
More great words from men.
Yeah, there's a segment right there, Greg Buck.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows around 48, north winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow, high of 59. Overcast skies tomorrow night, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows around 52. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Thursday. Chance for scattered rain showers on Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 53.
From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Tim and Johnny, two woke warriors, teaching and learning in a post-pandemic world. Educated educators talking education. This is Busted Pencils.
Welcome back, Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education every week. The number is 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. If you want to call our guest tonight, Marla Kilfoyle, Network for Public Education, 10 years. In business. Their conference in Washington, D.C. starts this Friday. Marla, during the break, we were kind of talking about this, and people, you know, 10 years, you know, prior to that, Occupy, the Save Our Schools movement, this fight for public education, you know, and speaking of my son, who I talked about last segment, you know, and my daughter, too, who's now a junior in college, who also didn't take any standardized tests and somehow managed to get through. They've kind of asked me this question sometimes, like, aren't you tired, Dad? You know, aren't like the fight for public education, aren't you tired? Marla, are you tired?
Well, listen, I feel like I've been advocating for teachers and kids and families since I've been a teacher. Yeah. But like you, I opted my son out when he was six. And he's currently a junior in college. He's doing very well. But you know, we continue this fight because we want to make sure that kids and families have the things that they need in order to be able to go to school in their neighborhood, with kids from their neighborhood and from all different walks of life, right? That they're able to go to school and get a good education, right? And good education is such a multifaceted thing. It's driven by the teacher and the kids in the classroom. It's driven by the community. It's driven by an elected school board, right? Mm-hmm. You know, things that represent the community. And as you know, Tim, we have fought for that very simple idea for many, many years. And it's almost like there's times when I'll step back and I'll say, I don't understand what people don't get about that, because it's very super simple. Right. It really is. You have educated people that know how to teach children and know how to support kids and their families. I think some of the greatest work that we've seen done by the Journey for Justice Alliance in Chicago And the understanding of what a community school is, right?
Right.
So, am I tired? Yes. Are we done? No.
No. No, in fact, because it's somebody, it's like 10 years, you know. Yeah. And in 10 years now, it's gone. I would say, you know, the stakes are higher than they've ever been.
Yes.
For public education.
Yes.
You know, the onslaught of, you know, banning books, banning, you know, truth, banning the discussion about real people searching for freedom and the struggle they've had to do to get that freedom. The idea that we're going to ban that we're going to, you know, take money. And again, school choice and vouchers, we talk about this, the fact now too that they don't even use the kind of BS that they were trying to say, like, we just want to give money to poor kids so that they can have a better chance at education. It's like, no, we just want to give money to rich families so that they can keep their kids in private schools,
right?
And here we are coming up, Network for Public Education. So Marla, you know, as we're coming in here, number one, if you said, you know, what are you excited about for the conference? I know you're excited about everything, but tell me about Linda Darling Hammond.
Linda Darling Hammond is a real pillar in everything that you could think about in education, right? So she definitely is sort of the foundation and in the understanding of what communities need and schools need. I think that in this conference, we have such an amazing lineup of different people discussing different concepts and attacks on education. I think, honestly, the thing I'm probably most excited with, we actually booked these Nick Sergey and his documentary group called Documented. We booked them just recently. They actually have sort of clandestine videos about the right wing plot to take down public education. Mm. They're going to be amazing. If you look on the website, you'll kind of see what they're really about and what the video is about. Diane actually did a really powerful conversation with Nick Sergey on it. It's on the website. I think they're probably the most excited I'm about, because I think most people are going to go, holy cow, this is crazy. It's crazy.
That part. And so the website too, networkforpublic.org. Check it out.
Yeah.
We'll have a link to it in the show notes after the show goes up as a podcast. Networkforpublic.org. Check that out. You can get the full program here that we're talking about. That idea too, that, you know, here is, and because I've, you know, Johnny and I try to talk about this all the time. It's like, if my neighbor, we use that kind of quote as the saying, if my neighbor really knew,
yep,
the reality, the gasp that they would probably take to go, wait, what? That's happening to my school, to my kids, to my Friday night football, to my daughter's band recital, to the prom, to what? Wait, they took away what book? They said they can't read or talk about this anymore.
Yep.
My neighbor, if my neighbor only knew. So that's one of the highlights that we're talking about. It's Network for Public Education's 10th anniversary conference, Washington, D.C., coming up this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Our guest, Marla Kilfoyle, Network for Public Education, talking about what's happening. The number, 844-967-2789. More Busted Pencils when we get back.
Connecting with you on air, online,
and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. The race for House Speaker is now down to 5 Republicans. There's talk of giving the Speaker pro temp Patrick McHenry temporary powers. Former Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
It's a moment in time that McHenry should be able to keep this going. We should be able to bring our resolution up about Israel and support. We should be moving our appropriation bills. We should be securing our own border, making sure we don't have a sleeper cell sitting right here.
House Republicans will have another secret ballot vote for a nominee tonight. ABC News has learned there are intense negotiations underway to free a large number of hostages held by Hamas before an Israeli ground invasion. Senate received President Biden's request for aid to Israel and Ukraine. Former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows granted immunity in Special Counsel Jack Smith's election interference case. United Auto Workers revving up its strike against the Big Three, affecting 5,000 workers at a GM plant in Arlington, Michigan that makes big SUVs. They all walked off the job today. This is ABC News.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Republican lawmakers have advanced a number of constitutional amendments debated Tuesday in the Wisconsin State Legislature. One of the amendments would enshrine existing voter photo ID requirements in the state constitution, and changes made to the state constitution must be passed in 2 consecutive sessions before it goes to the voters in a statewide election. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has previously vetoed bills to the same effect, but he has no power to veto a constitutional amendment. The Wisconsin State Senate will take up a funding proposal for American Family Field in Milwaukee on Wednesday. According to C. Hafer News, lawmakers may discuss potential amendments to the plan before the vote. As it stands now, the over $500 million plan to fund renovations at the stadium will guarantee the Milwaukee Brewers will remain in Wisconsin until at least 2050. Governor Tony Evers and local leaders in Milwaukee have already expressed their support of the proposed plan. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WLAK News.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Social media links for your
Tim and Johnny, drinking Bud Light, shopping at Target, and of course, don't forget their pronoun. Them, educated educators, talking education.
Busted pencils, fully leaded education talk. I am one part of them, Tim Slucker. Johnny Lupinacci out there somewhere with a flat tire. Yeah, and don't forget our preferred pronoun, them. And yes, we drink Bud Light, and yes, we shop at Target. My goodness, you know, who knew about that? The number's